A Sri Lankan reporter singled out by President Barack Obama as an example of persecuted journalists around the globe was sentenced today to 20 years in prison on charges of violating the country's anti-terror law.
J.S. Tissanayagam's articles in the now-defunct Northeastern Monthly magazine in 2006 and 2007 criticized the conduct of the war against the Tamil Tiger rebels and accused authorities of withholding food and other essential items from Tamil-majority areas as a tool of war.
Tissanayagam's conviction, 17 months after the ethnic Tamil reporter was arrested, was the first time a journalist was found guilty of violating the country's Prevention of Terrorism Act.
Reporters Without Borders spokesman Vincent Bussell said the government in Sri Lanka is set on silencing Tamils.
Most of the press freedom violation in the recent years in Sri Lanka have been mainly killings. Dozens of journalists have been killed, mainly Tamils, for their reporting and for criticizing the army or the government or the paramilitary groups. So the case of Tissanayagam is very specific because he has been charged under the anti-terrorism law when there is absolutely no evidence about terrorism in his case. He's just a writer and he's punished for writings. The current government and the justice system is very much deeply involved in any sort of repression against the Tamil voices. So it's something that the international community should understand, especially in the post-war scenario. We expected other decisions from the justice and trying to restore the trust between the Tamils and Sinhalese. But the government and highest authorities have in mind to crack down critical voices and to impose a silence on the Tamil community.